Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show for episode 87. This is not the third time we're doing this. I promise you that.
First time. Yeah. First time. It's like every difficult Dark Souls boss encounter, we nailed it on the first try.
Exactly. Exactly. this is the episode that I've been waiting for since I created Yoji. Because for the longest time, I've been trying to figure out exactly how this whole cult thing would work out. And for the most part, a lot of it was kind of like filled in from you guys, which I thought was awesome. Because I think it's usually generally understood, but this was like everyone basically added to the whole idea of the whole cult throughout the episode. Dan did, Zeke definitely did, even Max was adding in stuff there. Like it was not a fleshed out idea, I don't think, from anyone's point of view. And so I thought that was definitely a lot of fun from the very beginning of the episode all the way till the very end. It was super fun to kind of figure out how that all worked for sure. So,
well, it's good. It's really good to hear that too, because it was a pretty Yoji. What's funny is like, this was the episode where you get to see the cult Yoji came from and like all that stuff. And mostly you were kind of like backseat. You're like, cool, let's just watch them wander around in this thing. And I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. I definitely enjoyed that. I think that, like there were things that I potentially wanted to do, but I was more interested in the fact that like they were, the three of you were definitely like playing around in a place that you didn't necessarily know the limits or the boundaries to. And you guys definitely like pushed all those, so it was super fun to watch. And even when I got into like weird situations with kind of Chain of Command and Jadara there, it was still a lot of fun to kind of weasel my way out. In a very like Yoji way, which I enjoyed a lot. So, Max, you kind of got fucking slapped around for 4 hours today.
Yeah, a bit. That's why when Jadara Denton's character is just like guards, I'm like, no, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not incapable. Really, I have skills. I have agency over myself and my destiny.
Yeah. It was good.
Yep.
Yeah. It was good. Where's and you can kind of peel back the layer of I guess of Shadrach a little bit. Where's he at about the whole cult thing right now? Is he just investigating? Is he gonna piece the fuck out? Like where?
He's not happy about it.
Yeah.
his suspicions are sort of kind of getting confirmed, where it's like, okay, this cult seems like it's bullshit and I'm regretting having helped them.
Yeah.
That's pretty much where he's at, especially with the fact like meets the leader. The leader's super disrespectful right out the gate. Doesn't even thank him for...
Well, don't talk about her like that.
No, I don't. And Adam can either correct me or just ignore this comment. Mm. I don't think Glory's necessarily... I think Glory's the highest that we've gotten up the chain of command is maybe the best way to say that. And I was definitely curious, like, with the stuff that I've given Adam...
The leader, right? Yeah.
With the stuff that I've given Adam, I'm curious to see if we're going to get, like, the potential other side of the cult in the next episode, or if we're just going to kind of remain on Glory's side of the whole thing. So I guess we'll see with that. But, yeah. Yeah, she was definitely a pain in the ass for everyone today. Without a doubt. It was still fun, though. Still fun. Sorry, the cats are going crazy right now. Oh, is there a cat behind?
Because it rested up, it rested up and had that little lounge session in your arms, and now it's just fucking fired up, full battery, full injury or energy.
Yeah,
not injury.
full injury works too. I'm into that.
It's usually the witching hour for the cats, where they start getting a little crazy and then they wind down. But yeah, Kali, you've once again become an instrument of another group.
let's talk about that. So yes, I don't necessarily want Kalimat to just like cycle right back into the like, cool, you're a sucker. Like it seems like it's Kalimat's like lot in life to just have people bossing him around, and I definitely don't do it on purpose, but it just seems to be the situations he stumbles into.
Yeah,
like you were the one that attuned to the bell. Now you have the MacGuffin that the cult wants. And like you're the one with the weird voice in the dark whispering to you, and the ability, and I'll say it for the group, but the ability that she used on you was to invoke like a Geas, which is like a questing spell. Like she charms you and basically is like, learn to use the bell, like for us and ring it whenever we want. Like we don't need the bell, we just need Kalimat. Kalimat is the bell's attendant and the bell itself. So for you, like I don't want this to be a cool, I don't get to do what I want thing, but I would like it to be a now you have power. Cause I think you called on it at some point during the thing where you were like, you have the thing they need. Like you have a leverage here. And so she's magically said to you, like, okay, you can't leave with it. You can't take it away from us. Like, stay here, figure out how it works. And that could lead you to a position of power, right? If you don't resist it, or you could undermine it or whatever. Spell lasts for 30 days and then it's broken. So she has 30 days. She has a month to like wring as much power out of the bell as possible. And then she'll see what she can do. So what do you think? Where are you at, like, as a player with Kalimat and kind of like, how do you want to spin the next bit?
Well, it's very strange to have something that somebody wants, but if they want it, they can just kill you and take it. However, the weird thing about the bell is it has a relationship with death. So there's something, I mean, even if they did kill me, like what would happen? Like, it's exciting to think about, like, maybe like maybe that's exactly what I would like to happen or something like that. Maybe I become like, like a shade of death or so. I don't fucking know. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But it's really cool. But to have like, I like role playing like mind control and stuff like that. Like it's a challenge to go against what your character would normally do. And it's going to be a little weird and a little rough because there's going to be like, I don't know if there's an inner struggle or my mind is at peace with all this. Like it's going to be weird to like, to, you know, to role play that out. But also the bell itself is power, whether they want it or not. Like,
yes,
I can call forth the bell things
specifically so that we wouldn't run into another like possessed character situation. The bell has no mind or feeling or thought or desire of its own. It has no conscience, like there's nothing going on there. It's just a thing that can do stuff. It is an implement, because I really didn't want it to be like, cool, another character is possessed by like a weird mysterious force. Like you just have it and it's yours and it's in you and nobody knows how to get it out. And because other people are aware of its relationship with death, nobody's going to go like trying to cut it out of you just yet. Like that was mainly a bluff.
Right.
I want you to feel like you are empowered to like make decisions for your character and stuff while still role playing that like mind control stuff.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. I look forward to staying within the boundaries of the spell, but kind of like bending the walls a little bit. But the whole thing behind that meditation, I'll let you guys in. Like, I wanted to figure out if I could destroy the bell without killing myself, without them or somebody killing me and taking it out of me, like that kind of thing. Like, I wanted to know if I could like do something within myself to control it, crush it, render it useless, whatever. So that's what that whole meditation thing was about. I was trying to like even more attuned to it, kind of a thing.
Sure. Yeah. And that's 100% a thing, right? Like, we've talked about magic items having levels in this. And I definitely think like, I'm going to think on what sort of level two of the bell's power is, what it would require to get there. Because I think that's the path that they want you on too. Because they, as we learned, kind of, and I want to rope Dan in on this conversation. So you, Dan, you got to see these things, these parasites or whatever that the bell seems to be able to summon. What was that whole thing like for you? How did you feel about that scene and like your part in the episode today?
That caught me off guard. I was like not expecting there to be anything. I thought he was just hallucinating, but
yeah,
it was cool to see that there's like another layer to this bell. And I'm not sure as a player yet if it just happened to summon these things or if these things empower the bell. So not there yet.
Right.
Whether it, like, I don't know if like if these things are in the bell, or the bell just summoned them, like, because that's what it does. It seems to summon things to it. So it's going to be fun to, like, explore that. But it was definitely cool to, like, both try to get information out of him while also trying to figure out what the hell these worms were at the same time, about the dragons from earlier. It was a lot of fun to play around with that and get that puzzle put in front of me in addition to what I was trying to do. I thought it was a lot of fun.
And what a fucking way to accomplish that goal of, like, you know, discover. Right? Oh, my God. When you came up behind me and I was hallucinating and you started talking in my ear, that was fucking awesome. I had so much fun, like, because I was inside. I was like, Kalima, don't do it. Don't do it. You know, like, removed from, like, if I removed myself from the situation.
That is Jadara's greatest skill, is manipulating people to tell them what they don't want to tell her, and also, like, make them believe that she's just there to be your support. And she can also use that against you.
I feel like her like tagline or whatever, her little like thing is, I have your best interests in mind, right? Like, you can trust me. I'm looking out for you. We're friends.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Totally. Like, I'm just a clown. Come in the sewer. It's fine.
That's right. Sorry, we all float down here, Kalimat.
Yeah. Gave him a wink.
So good.
He's known people like you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I felt that this episode, in past episodes, we definitely have gotten like a window, I guess, into what Jadara is as a person, as a character, and I feel like we stepped through the front door this episode for sure, because kind of everyone was getting it. Yoji was getting it from one angle, Kalimat was getting it from another angle that we just talked about. Shadrach was basically just getting bossed around because Jadara didn't really need him at any particular point. So kind of just said, like, I'm done with you for now. I'm dismissing you for now.
From Shadrach's point of view for the entire episode, it's like, I helped these people get their goal done. Now they're treating me like shit. Why the fuck am I here? Like,
yeah.
It's like,
well, and I think to peer into like Yoji's mind, I think Yoji feels like he actually like did you right, and like he didn't fuck you over, because probably in his mind you were dead.
You caught a little bit of just of Shadrach's frustration in general with the cult when he was speaking directly to you. You were just the person that was talking to him at that point.
Right.
Shadrach was like just fed up with the cult and the people of it and the scenario in general.
Yeah.
It wasn't so much Shadrach doesn't like you, you know? It's more just like, fuck this shit. You're a part of this cult, fuck you too.
Right. Right. Yeah,
I like that.
Well, as far as Shadrach's role in the like group goes, for me personally, it's like you are the one person that's even sort of trustworthy sound. Like that doesn't hide shit with every fucking breath they take. Like, I feel like I could trust you more than I can trust Yoji or Jadara.
Yeah. And I think Yoji comes from a place of, it's not necessarily that he doesn't want you to know, it's that he fears that the information will somehow get you harmed or get you killed. Whereas Jadara just doesn't give a fuck. Like, she just doesn't think you're like worthy maybe of that information yet. Because she's kind of playing, we kind of talked about it at the end of the show, but she's playing like her own game here. So it's fun.
She's not, she cares a little, but her long game she's playing matters more always to her.
Right.
So long, she will like, she purposely tried to save Callie's life and Shadrach. And if she wasn't going to kill them, but she's just playing along. But if she had to further her goal, she would have, but she didn't have to this time. But she's not like bad. She just has this thing that she's trying to accomplish.
Right.
Jadara's not bad. She was just rolled that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's a dice fall. It's not mine.
It's a dice fall. Right. I had a lot of fun too interacting with Glory, Adam. I thought that character was a lot of fun for Yoji to. Both in a sense of like sticking up for himself and for his friends, but also in like a submissive position.
Yeah, I loved the relationship between the three of you. I thought that conversation was great. The kind of like, and people in chat, and I was really proud of this, people in chat were picking up on the weird like language that she used to like reinforce like that, like, we love you, Yoji.
Yeah.
Stop classic fucking
cult.
Up.
Classic cult.
Like, yeah. Yeah. And I thought that was so good. That like, no, listen, you're one of us. We love you. And that bit where you rolled the persuade and she was like, you know what? This is my fault.
Yeah.
I was too soft on you. Like, I can fix this. Right. And everybody in chat was like, oh God, that's not good. That's not a good, you don't want that. She's being so nice. And I was like, yeah, that's yep.
Right. Yeah. That was definitely a lot of fun. Yeah. I'm curious to see where kind of Yoji fits into, because I think I had definitely thought about everything to getting here, but I never thought about like what Yoji would do if he like got
back what
here.
Now yeah. Yeah,
so I need to like,
yeah, I love it.
I gotta figure
that was
out.
One of the hardest parts today was playing a character that knows this place super well, but I have no idea about the cult. I don't know her, I don't know anything. It's a
so I'm like
have to think on my feet.
Yeah, I'm totally open to like more declarative stuff, especially from JP, from you and Dan, right? If you're like, this is probably a thing in the cult, or this is like, I go here and I'm like, okay, that sounds like a place that would exist. I might make you roll if it seems like a little, like we need some challenge, but otherwise, if there's something that you want to just introduce, like JP said, like I'm okay having the cult's details get filled in as we play. Like I have some solid ideas about what I want out of it, but it definitely doesn't have to be 100%. It's not all like finished, which is cool. I want to give you guys a chance to kind of play around with that.
Yeah, I think I definitely think that there's like a tried and true friend within the cult that maybe Yoji hasn't seen in a while or something like that.
Yeah, that would be good.
So I'll try to figure exactly out like what that is or who that is, or I don't know. I got to think about that for sure. And if it's the type of friendship where it's like an actual friendship, or it's the glory type of friendship where it's like, it's my fault. You know, we should be friends, et cetera. Trying to think if there was anything else that happened.
The whisper from whoever in the dark, whether it was the Night Serpent or something like that. It was.
So if that was the Night Serpent, then we, as players, we know more about that than you do, Zeke, because the Night Serpent was something that Berg and Ramus helped create, in a sense.
Morgan's character's whole purpose was to awaken the Night Serpent. The Night Serpent was the first like primordial entity we ever saw on the show. And Morgan was a Yuan Ti, and her arc was go to this ruins and like wake up the Night Serpent. And she did. She succeeded. So the dagger, when that showed up, chat astutely was like, wait a second, we've heard this name before. That's a relic of Morgan's God thing. And then you got it and you're holding on to it. And I'm like, well, you have this like weird extra planar alarm clock, so like obviously she's like, hey, what's up, what are you doing, what's all the noise about, buddy? What are you doing over here?
So basically you got like a late night text, you up, from a god.
yeah like, yo, I see you posting on Twitter, it's 4 a.m what are you doing, what's happening?
That was cool.
I was just gonna say, I forget sometimes how much shit has been stirred up just from in one way or another by Berg or any of our characters. I'm like, oh fuck, yeah, that totally happened. That's a thing.
Yeah.
I love that, and it's the best thing about. And I've had lots of conversations with folks about this. I have always loved about a long campaign. Like we've sunk, you know, coming up on 400 hours of time into this game, and we've made so much stuff. And I love being able to be like, so. Here's a thing from 180 hours ago, still in the universe, still real, still in the game. And it's really fun to be able to bring that in. And I think chat tends to, the ones that have been with us for that long, they those are like really rewarding moments for them where I can kind of bring that back.
Yeah.
So that's always really fun.
I even got to do that as a player when I brought up Parvod and kind of the ritual.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Tonight. Everybody was like, what? You did the what? What are they doing? What the fuck's going on? Yeah, that stuff was great.
Yeah. Now, and that was in me and Janara's mind conversation, right? That I didn't see
mind
that
talking.
Yeah.
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 I was trying to think. Okay. Because like Kalimant definitely saw me do that and definitely asked what the fuck I was doing, and I definitely didn't give you an answer about it. So had that been said out loud, you would have just been like, what? Like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? So that message stuff comes in handy for sure. I think that's kind of all the big moments, though, from the show. Is there anything else?
Not that I can think of. It was a lot.
Jadrick had a nice little snap back about Glory. Called her a bitch. Smelled like bitch.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah. That's a good line.
She's
it was definitely fun. Yeah, I'm curious to see where Shadrick ends up. I would think. Go ahead, Adam.
I was just gonna say I love the idea of doing a like fucking Metal Gear Solid moment with Shadrick. Like, just you're creeping through the cult alone, like hiding under a treasure chest. Like, it's because you got the stealth bonus and you're like sneaking around, and you're a gnome and gnomes are good at hiding. So yeah, I think that'd be really funny to do.
I would totally be into the fact. You rolled a 16 on your last stealth, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I have a 16 in passive perception. So I kind of hope that I'm just like wandering through the halls and I'm just like, Shadrick, what the fuck are you doing? Why are you sneaking through the halls? That'd be a fun conversation. Because I don't think I would necessarily just be like, guards, come get this person. We'd probably figure something out. I don't know. That might be kind of fun to do.
Yeah, Jadara wouldn't call guards right away.
Well, because if anything, if it gets back to Glory, I'd probably be the one that got in trouble, not necessarily Jadar, right?
Yeah, so. Right. Because I'm your responsibility,
right? Yeah.
So. Like blood linked to him,
right? Yeah. Again, that conversation was definitely a lot of fun with Glory, because there was a lot of things said that I think will hold weight in the next episode or so, moving forward. So
yeah.
Well, I guess that's it. I think we're good. I think we covered everything. We'll be back next Tuesday with more Court of Swords. Adam, your camera lasted the episode, but now it's starting to go.
I got this far, and that's fine. That's great. We did it. We didn't get halfway in, and then it just fucked off on me. I don't know what that's about. It's got to be a bandwidth thing or something somewhere, but thank goodness we did it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure anybody hassled me about that.
I'm not sure what that is. We'll be back next week, though. And Adam's camera will once again work for no reason at all at the beginning of the show.
It'll be fantastic.
It'll be great. That's it. Thank you guys so much for joining me on the show. And thank you guys for watching. We'll see you guys next time for more Court of Swords. We're out. Bye-bye.